Officer Brayton Long is the newest member of the Haines Police Department, but he's no stranger to the Upper Lynn Canal. He's only been on the beat for about 2 months now, but he hit the ground running.
Radio traffic for 17.
217.
Long spent his years as a young adult in Haines and most recently worked for the police department in Skagway for 5 years. He knows the area, he says, and a lot of the old-timers. For those who don't know him, he's been introducing himself in an interesting way, by pulling people over. He's not giving many tickets, mind you, but it's still gotten some hackles up around town. Long says he's just doing his job and getting reacquainted with the town.
So as a peace officer, we're trained to adhere to the law and show dignity and respect to other people and keep everything within the realm of the law. So we're just not out arbitrarily writing tickets to punish people. And I think that's a mental mindset that people have in any community, is like, they're just out to get me. And that's not my mindset. My mindset is to keep the community safe.
He says he treats people the way he wants to be treated. It's a Monday afternoon in Haines. There's plenty of fresh snow on the ground, and people are out and about. We cruise down Main Street, out the highway, down Mud Bay Road, and toward the ferry terminal. Everybody waves.
Part of our job is making these stops, and that's where you could potentially make or break your relationship with people and the community in general.
Long says he's happy to be back and figures he's in it for the long haul. He's got family and friends in Haines.
My mother-in-law's here. She's been here for ever. Used to have Jackson store down across the street on 2nd, and Tom Jackson is my father-in-law, who's passed away now, but he had the outboard marine store. So there's a lot of family connections here, a lot of people that I know, and my personal family's here, my daughter and her kids. So yeah, we'll be here for a long time.
There's not much for police action on this day. He drives by a line of cars parked on a side street and turns around.
So here's a situation that this car right here, this red one, is probably parked too close to the stop sign. But what's prudent and practical? Should I go write them a ticket? Well, no, because they're parked out of the way so these guys can plow snow. And they're all lined up here. So maybe an officer from down in the lower 48 would be like, oh, there, you know, there's a citation I can write, you know? And then, you know, what does that do? It just creates more problems in the community.
The police force is a little skinny right now. Sergeant Josh Dryden is filling in as acting chief and says they have one very interested, qualified person on the hook. They are still, quote, actively and aggressively looking for new officers.
No, I'm very confident in Sergeant Dryden. I really appreciate his experience and how he operates. So I'm confident in the department and being able to continue to do their job. And so basically, no, I'm not worried at all.
Meanwhile, as Long pilots his SUV around the town site, he says he's working hard to foster strong community ties and gain people's trust. He patrols in between bouts of paperwork and investigations, but it's become more than just checking for broken taillights and speeders. He says he'll often take a lap around town just as people are settling in for the night to check for signs of things like chimney fires or unusual activity. Before settling down as a police officer in the Upper Lynn Canal, Long worked for the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office in California. He's also tried his hand at other professions, including construction and logging.
But being a peace officer and being involved in contacting people that are in these potentially contentious situations where they violated a state law or borough code, which is in fact reflects state law, I've learned over the course of time about myself and how, what can I bring to this situation and keep myself apart from it so I don't get drawn into it emotionally. I guess problem solving would be the best way to describe it.
Long came on board at the Haines PD at an interesting time. An audit of the department this summer noted a myriad of shortcomings. Several of them were rectified by former interim police chief Robert Griffiths, but Griffiths departed Haines last month.
To me, it's a challenge, and it's a positive challenge to actually be part of community service. Some people run for mayor, some people run for political office. But in this case, for me, it's a chance that I can actually be involved with the community and try to help bring about some type of stability through my contacts, just through me personally.
We were only cruising around for about an hour, and Long didn't stop anyone. He says he's aware that cops make people nervous, even when they're not doing anything wrong, so he's trying to alleviate that worry by being fair and friendly. Long says being a small-town cop means being the guy who gets to help people.
So it really is about trying to do the best you can and provide safety for the community.
8-4.
10-4.
In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.